You're listening to Rise Up Radio, and we have with us in the studio M1 from Dead Prez and Don Divino from the People's Army. Now, we're talking today about culture and resistance. We're talking about the Move 9, Black August, a month of resistance, a tradition, centuries-old tradition of resistance in the month of August. And we're talking about hip-hop and how hip-hop can be used to promote consciousness among our people and uplift our people and maybe serve as life music instead of consumption music.
Mm-hmm. And we're talking about celebrating and supporting the political prisoners that have sacrificed their lives for the struggle and continuing that legacy, but also doing things so that we don't forget them, so that we remember them, so that we support them, and that we also join the struggle.
And the political exiles, because we've been talking about political prisoners, but we haven't mentioned the political exiles, the people who are forced to leave their families and communities to survive.
That's right. Black August this year is Hands Off Asada, Free Sundiata.
Yep.
And we're going to Cuba. We're going to Cuba on Monday to build with the Cuban community during the National Hip Hop Festival with the express agenda of raising consciousness again and building community across geographic boundaries. Because the fact is that our people are all over the world struggling against the same beast. So I want to welcome M1 and I want to welcome Don Divino into the studio.
Thank you guys. Thank you for having us here.
Thank you for being with us.
M1, you've been involved with Black August for some time now. Can you tell us about what it is that made you become involved and why you feel it's so strongly about continually being involved?
Well, I guess the first thing I like to do is take it out of the context of a concert, because at first, you know, in the movement, as I was brought by the real OGs, taught political education and cut my teeth, basically what they call baptized in the fire. This movement is like, we learned Black August coming from our heroes that they never talk about. C.Q. McGee, Sundiata, Matula Shakur, Herman Bell, Russell Maroon Schultz, Jaleel Muntakin, so many of them that our community never knew about, but we knew about Tupac and we knew about Big and we knew about Wu-Tang. So the concert, or the element of revolutionary culture, became a way to express that. We were celebrating Black August since we have to just give it up to people like the Field Marshal George Jackson, born in August, and who we understand has the relevance and the significance that helped to shape August as a revolutionary tribute to our political prisoners and people of exile and so many soldiers that have been out. So for many years we have been having festivals and caramels and marches and home warmings and welcome blacks in honor of these people, what we have been traditionally calling Black August. Here now we do it in New York City, and it has become a way that we use hip hop as a tool to forward the message, to continue the process. But we can't forget that Black August is really about freedom. It's about our real getting back to the roots of how we can really take this thing off. I'm talking about Marcus Garvey, you know, born in August. You know, the real relevance of Black August in itself. You know,
right? And can you talk about the challenges of, I think one of the issues is that not all artists are as politicized as maybe, say, you are, for example, but bringing them into Black August, not only to politicize them, but to also be an attraction for youth to come and to learn. Can you tell us a little bit?
I think it's great. I think right now we have a weapon in the name of our culture. Our we call it, it's hip hop, but it's even more, it's our culture. You know, even people like Guapale, who will be here, she's not quote unquote a hip hop artist, but even her light that she sheds can be, you know, people who listen to Closer to My Dreams, like that's revolutionary love in the spirit of our people. The more that we can expose artists to what's going on, then we can walk the platform and begin to pull in the real messages that need to be, you know, really forecast and transmitted outward. You know what I'm saying? So it's like the basis of what we're talking about here is political education. If we pull people on the carpet and we say, look, you know, this is what's going on, I think you'll see the content of what we talk about really, really begin to develop and change. I wasn't born like this, and I have to give it up to the real OGs. You know what I'm saying? Who put it down for me and people like Tupac to be able to do what we do. And so I want to pass it in the most humble sense to people who are ready to take it and walk with it, because we need soldiers. We need men, women, brothers and sisters, fathers, fathers, mothers, babies to stand up so we can really fight. And that's what the art, hopefully the artist can help to do, bring that up.
Absolutely. And people underestimate the power of culture sometimes. I think one of the most, like I'm remembering August 2001, Durban, South Africa.
Yeah.
And one of the most powerful, powerful things I saw was a toy. You know, 10,000 Africans dancing, chanting, marching in unison. Yeah. That is the power of God right there to me. That's the power of God, because that's the spirit of revolution. Yeah. And that's when culture becomes nourishment, and
that's
it
right.
becomes grounds for healing people and strengthening them for the fights.
That's right.
And for the battles and for the wars, in fact, that we need to fight.
Yeah.
So, you know, we need to really, you know, give it up to the artists, not for, oh, because they did a show, or, oh, because they're conscious and other artists are not, but because they're making, you know, an effort to make a contribution that I think contributes to our spiritual well-being,
that's
you
right.
know?
That's right.
As far as, like, DP and other groups, one of the things that's important in talking about political prisoners, we're talking, I mean, when we talk about revolution, what we're talking about is having all of us having what we need and then some together equally.
Yeah.
You know, and wanting for others what you want for yourself.
That's right. That's right.
So when we talk about, you know, revolutionary art, we're talking about art that promotes the well-being of our people.
Yeah.
All over the world.
Yeah.
And so for that, we're grateful. We have Walita on the line, actually.
Right. Walita is still with us, and she's going to share some of her art with us.
Walita.
So this is a poem that I wrote in commemoration for MOVE. It actually focuses on May 13th, 1985, which is an infamous day in Philly history and in world history. That's the day that the city of Philadelphia dropped a bomb on the MOVE family, on their home, supposedly to serve an eviction notice. So they destroyed the home, and they burned 60 houses in the neighborhood, in a predominantly black working-class neighborhood. 250 people were left homeless, and they burned 11 people, six of them children, alive, MOVE members. So that's what the city of Philadelphia, and a few weeks before, the mayor had said he was looking for a final solution to the MOVE problem, and apparently he thought that was it. And the reason that they were trying to find a solution to MOVE is because, you know, MOVE believes in things that are contrary to the system, which is basically MOVE believes in life. Simply put, MOVE believes in the sanctity of all life, in the life of this earth, in the life of animals. Like Mike was talking about before, they don't draw a distinction between us and animals. They don't say, oh, well, it's all right to, you know, to cage an animal because it's not a human. You know, they say all life is sacred, all life is precious. And that's really dangerous to the system, saying that, you know, my life as a black woman is just as sacred as Bill Gates' life. That's a revolutionary act right there, because that, you know, calls into question this entire system. So I wanted to commemorate their struggles, you know, losing 11 family members, losing another 9 family members who are locked up in prison, the MOVE 9, losing Mumia, who is also their family, who has been locked up for 21 years. So this is called The Roof is on Fire. The roof, the roof, the roof is on fire. Dreadlocks and bullhorns, vegetable gardens and guns, sun-soaked melon and children growing free and uncut like the nature some call weeds in the front yard. The revolution is on a MOVE, on a search for the truth. Anything can become a weapon in the hands of the people, especially in a time when legally legitimated armed assassins beat babies out of their mothers' wombs too soon. MOVE women carried their broken seeds to the steps of City Hall and laid them at William Penn's feet, but no one heard the strangled screams. The roof, the roof, the roof is on fire. An ugly purple scar raises its head up to the sun. Mass of keloid flesh slices Lady Liberty's body, and no amount of cover-up is going to conceal this wound that just hasn't healed right. Still burns like the day it was made, May 13, 1985. Wilson Good, the pompous pilot mayor of Philadelphia, decreed a final solution as the antidote for revolution, administered by a black helicopter and a C-4 canister device acting as an incendiary. We don't need no water, let it burn. And they did. City blocks licked at the molten sky, which is in Salem, as flames from bodies licked at smiling cops' faces, kindling and dry brush. The torment of justice being roasted alive, scapegoats and just another dead nigger. Burn, let it burn. The fire breathed two survivors into an inferno of bullets, badges, and billy clubs. Ramona Africa chokes on the remains of her family, while a nation choked on children who touched to ash when you touch them. Now she breathes out children and grandchildren, seeds of wisdom carried through the fire and still able to blaze because we don't need no water. There were no hoses that day, and the fire trucks stood idle, bearing silent witness to the movement in the rubble. They arose from the ashes, not unscarred like the phoenix bird. Burn marks and stolen years, lost children and bruised hearts serve only to strengthen the determination, serve to feed the fire raging inside them, transmitted through amniotic fluid, because they have taught us they make love a gun. Anything can become a weapon in the hands of the people.
Thank you, Walita, for that. That was Walita Imarisha from Philly, celebrating the Move 9 and honoring the pain and the struggle, but also the victories that we look forward to one day, hopefully, a really, truly just world.
Walita, can you give us information for anyone who wants to come out to Philly either tonight, if they can make it tomorrow? Can you give them the information, contact information?
Sure. You can find all the information on the events on our website, on AWOL Magazine's website. And that website is AWOL, A-W-O-L, dot objector, O-B-J-E-C-T-O-R, dot org, O-R-G.
Okay.
That's awol.objector.org. Or they can give a call to the AWOL office, and that number is 1-800-NO-JROTC.
Thank you, Walita. And also, actually, tonight, I believe in Chicago, there's a Black August concert.
Actually, I think that the Black August concert in Chicago, I'm so glad you mentioned that, that Black August is something that doesn't happen just here. But the one that's being organized in Chicago will happen on the 29th.
Oh, it did,
of,
right.
Yes, of August. You know, big up to Fred Hampton Jr., who was organizing. Big up to Marcus Klein from Frontline Magazine. And we also like to mention the one that's happening in Oakland, California.
That's right. That's right. I was about to mention Oakland.
And Louisiana.
So
sure.
It's national and worldwide, not
for
just
sure.
National.
Sure.
We are definitely taking it to the street. All over the U.S. and globally. We also want to talk with our other guest in the studio.
Divino from People's Army.
Africa.
He's representing Africa via the island of Borinquen in El Caribe. He's representing for 50% of me now. I'm 100% Boricua all the way.
We're just trying to put it down for the people that understand Spanish and, you know, just spread the message and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're very important. Don't be too sure with the people.
Okay.
He's representing Africa via Borinquen. This is very important because Black August extends to the island, all the Spanish-speaking islands, the French-speaking islands, the Portuguese-speaking countries and nations.
That's right. Africans have been dispersed all over the world, and
That's right.
Definitely need to unite. Can you tell us, are you going to be performing at Black August?
Yeah, I'll be performing at Black August. We want to let the people know where it's at.
Yes.
It'll be held at Brooklyn Cafe, which is at 147 Flatbush Avenue, and Tillery Street.
It's right near Tillery Street.
Right near Tillery, and it's August 10th at 8 p.m. You can log on to www.blackaugust.com and
you can also call MXG.
Exactly, at 718-254-8800.
Yep. And if you want to pick up some tickets, you can come to 191 Flatbush Avenue at Harriet's Alter Ego.
That's right.
That's like right at Flatbush and Dean. So, you know, come dig them up.
There are several locations. You can call the number or log on to theblackaugust.com to get the locations and the tickets. And tickets are going fast, y'all. The concert is on Sunday. So if you want to make it, go out and get your tickets as soon as possible. Can you all talk a little bit more about the importance of the cross-cultural communication and including our Boricua brothers and sisters, our Cuban brothers and sisters, Mari or...
I just think it's important for us to recognize our struggle, you know, and recognize that we all, that's what we have common, that we all had the same struggle, we all suffering from the same oppression, and basically it. And I think once we clear on it, because language is what separates us, so once we clear on what it is, then... Once they understand, they're able to soak it up, we're going to be able to move forward, you know, Black and brown power. And that's basically it, man. Just translating the message to people that don't understand this, you know what I mean, or don't know what this is. Si te hablo en español es para decirte lo que está pasando en nuestra comunidad que está afectando a todos nosotros. Y estamos motivados y estamos echando para adelante, haciendo lo que tenemos que hacer para luchar libertad en nuestra comunidad y en el mundo entero.
That's right. And like 94% of Africans that were stolen from Africa were taken to South and Central America and the Caribbean, you know. So we have to remember that the African diaspora extends beyond North America and that we are all victims of the transatlantic slave trade and the decimation of indigenous people. So I think that that's our foundational history together. But now we must struggle together. We must all struggle together.
And the music, and the music is what brings it. Like, you know, in Puerto Rican music, the African culture is there. You know, we play the congas, we chant. You know what I mean? Bombay plena, we do bombas. We do a lot of things that that directly affiliate us with Africa and our African culture. And that's what I think we got to realize first, that we black, you know.
And and while we're talking about African, you know, freedom fighters and cultural resistors, I think I want to commemorate, in the spirit of Black August, I want to commemorate Tito Cure Alonso, who was the greatest, one of the greatest Puerto Rican composers alongside Rafael Hernandez, and who is pretty much responsible for over 2,000 of the most popular salsa songs. And just popular songs in Spanish Caribbean history. He died, and he's an Afro-Boricua man. He was the first man to sing about Ana Caona, the indigenous queen, the first man to sing about Las Lindas Caras, the beautiful faces of Black Puerto Ricans. And unfortunately, because we have, you know, we have the People's Army in here, so it's interesting that because of commerce, they will not allow any radio station in the country to play any of his music, because there's some debate going on about royalty. So the governor of Puerto Rico has actually appealed to the SBC. We're talking about, you know, Mr. Alarcón, you know, Raúl Alarcón, and the Cuban Gusano community that owns all of the U.S. radio stations. They will not allow any of his music to be played. So we have the governor of Puerto Rico appealing to honor an Afro-Boricua cultural revolutionary.
Wow.
They was banging on me, too.
So, you know, we're going to, I think we're going to let the brothers, like, definitely, you know, spit. You're going to hear, you know, this is, like, always historical when we can hear brothers and sisters who are bringing messages just on radio alone, because we know what radio is coming down to and why Pacifica and BAI continues to be important. But my last comments are, yes, I'm a member of the Malcolm X grassroots movement. Yes, I'm part of the Black August Project. But ultimately, I'm not a hip-hop activist. I'm not an organizer. I fight for freedom. And wherever I see there's room, you know, for us to fight for freedom is what I'm trying to do. And in working with brothers and sisters within the People's Army Collective and so forth, you know, catch this, get at me at KNOWTHYSELF@verizon.net. I really think that we need to take our messages to the hood, to the colleges, everywhere. We're ready to speak. We're ready to organize. We're ready to do media workshops, and that includes from Mari Nieves to Dead President, just a whole bunch of other folks. I mean, we're rolling. We're family, you know, and we love each other, and that's something we never talk about, is the concept of love. You know, that's why you're always going to see us rolling, or always going to see us representing no matter what. So with that, you know, I think it's always good just to end with the brothers who are concerned.
We're going to end with them. We want to thank everyone and Walido, who spoke with us from MOVE. And that's another one of the powerful things about the MOVE organization, is that, you know, it's a lifestyle. It's a family.
MOVE. Muévete en español. Muévete. We going to keep it hood. I want the youth to understand that we need you in this movement. There's not really too many young people involved in what we doing, and through this hip hop is how we going to put it down. I just want to lay it down like this, and it's all related. It goes like this. Yo represento el barrio que vive en sufrimiento. Reviento al tirano que mi hermano dejó muerto. Y siento que quieren destruir el movimiento. No importa el lenguaje, tú sabes que yo te entiendo. My name's Devon, I'm from the Bronx, you might know me. Young nigga, baby face, heart of a OG. I'ma tell you like my papa told me. Stay sucker free and F the police. What you know about honor, respect, and loyalty? What you know about the father, Che, and Huey P? What you know about being hung, stabbed in the grill? Nothing, cause you don't know about the young Emmett Till on the real. All these fake thugs know the deal. When we start the revolution, all they probably do is squeal. We don't live by the gun, we just dying by the gun. I know Valletta Wallace wish she still had a son. I know DMC wish she told Jay to run, cause as soon as the paper come, that's when them haters come, aiming at your safe for your cake and your crumbs. Can't escape where you from. I was raised in the slum when I was young. Most of my jewels came from the bums on the block. Don't be fooled by the cops, cause they just hate us, wanna see us locked. Man, they want to see us rock because they know a man's dignity is all that he got. Pass a Rockefeller law to make us all stay prop. Feds handing out bids, throwing 15 a pop. Knock my sister on the floor the day they came to take pops. That's why my little brothers hate cops. And we banging on the system and we ain't finna stop. If you scared, say you scared, we only get one shot. I'ma say this thing here whether you like it or not. I'm an outlaw, rebel to America. Banging on the system, won't be a victim. I'ma hit him up, bang him in the neck, in the gut. And I won't stop banging to the coffin shut. RBG love,
R.I.P. USA.
That's right, you've been listening to Rise Up Radio on WBAI 99.5 FM New York. We've been your hosts, Saki and Mari
Nieves.
That's right, and the music came from Kat. She gave us the music tracks that you heard earlier, and the last one taking us out is Erykah Badu, who will be at Black August on Sunday, On and On.
Shout out to the Seas of Wisdom. Love y'all.
That's right. All the people in the Bronx, the ghetto montón.
Word.
Justice and peace, y'all.
RBG love.